Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, neighbors, it's Paul. Before we get to the episode, I just wanted to let you know about some live shows that we all have coming up. On January 20th at St. Rock in Hermosa Beach, you can see Brett playing with Epic. That's Every Place I Cry, the comedy emo band with our old pals Jess McKenna and Zach Reno. Not to be missed. Get your tickets. The first weekend in February, all of us will be at Sketchfest in San Francisco. On Friday, February 2nd, I will be doing Varietopia at Club Fugazi. Never said it out loud. Never heard it out loud. Two shows, 7 and 9:45 p.m. Still some tickets left for those. It's a fun variety show. You do not want to miss it. On Saturday, February 3rd, Brett will be with Jess and Zach again for a live off-book, the improvised musical at the Great Star Theater. And I will be appearing with many hilarious people on Comedian Feud at Cobb's Comedy Club. Unfortunately, these shows happen at the exact same time, and double unfortunately, they are both sold out. But check your various socials and message boards. Maybe join the CBB World Discord, because someone is always looking to unload a ticket they can't use. This happens at literally every single live show. Then later that evening on February 3rd, I am doing Spontorco with our friends Eugene Cordero, Tawny Newsome, and Janet Varney at the Great Star Theater. Still some tickets left for that show. On Sunday, February 4th, our 3 p.m. live Neighborhood Listen with returning guests Jess and Zach is sold out. But again, check to see if anyone is getting rid of any tickets. And then later that evening, Epic is playing again at the Chapel. Still some tickets left for that show. And finally, in New York City, February 9th through March 31st, at the Darryl Roth Theater, Nicole Parker returns to Titanic, the incredible off-Broadway live version of the movie Titanic, as imagined by Celine Dion. This show is hilarious. It's nonstop jokes. I remember after seeing it, Brett and Dana Wickens and I saw the show the same night. And afterwards, Nicole asked us, what were your favorite jokes? And it was impossible to answer because it's just wall-to-wall jokes. The show starts, it never relents, and then it stops. And Nicole is not only hilarious in the show, as you would imagine, but you also get to see her singing Celine Dion songs as Celine Dion. And, you know, the pipes, folks. You got to see it. Go get your face blown off by Nicole Parker as Celine Dion in Titanic. Thank you for listening. I know this was a lot, but we want to keep you apprised of these live shows because we'd love for you to come out and see us. And now enjoy the episode, which is, in a word, good. Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us,
Bert
and Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
One, two, three.
And welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. This is the podcast that explores the neighborhood of Dignity Falls. And it's hosted by us, two of the residents of Dignity Falls. My name is Bernd Mia Payday. I am the pharmacist in chief at the Dignity Falls-macy.
That's right. And I'm Joan Pedestrian. And I am, well, it's a new year, new me. We're trying to figure out here. I've got a lot of, I got my fingers in a lot of pots. Isn't that the saying?
No, but do you?
I got a lot of pots on the fire.
Are you considering changing careers so drastically that you don't want to say what you do for a living?
I mean, almost. It's almost like I don't want to
really
jinx the new year. You know what I mean?
Not TCC.
can't come up with that. What that
total career
for.
Change.
Oh, total career change. Oh, right. So, yeah, I mean, I guess we should. OK, so I am a realtor. I still am.
I'm top
still
realtor
practicing.
Right.
I am
still
not
practicing. Yeah. Is it called a practice?
I like to think of it as a practice.
Put out your shingle.
Never. You know, if you think that you've perfected it, then you know what? That's just the day that you're done.
There you go.
That's the day you're done living.
There you go.
I like to think about it that way. There's been a couple other ventures, you know, but we'll get into that.
We will get into that.
But I haven't seen you for a little bit because we kind of took a long break.
That's right.
I want to know how things are at the Falls-macy. Of course, you took this new job.
Yes.
At this real wonderland of a place. There's a lot of things going on in here. There's a waterfall in the very middle.
Beautiful water feature right in the center. Mm-hmm. It's the highest pharmacy by many stories in the United States. Uh-huh. Obviously, all the pharmacies in Dubai are much higher.
Sure, sure. Of course, yes.
Yes. But for the United States, it's the highest pharmacy. And, so many of the gang at the old CVS came over and you know, everything's just new and clean and shining. And it's just a wonderful time. And I feel like, I feel like people are happy when they come in there.
It is true. It is true. There's a lot of, you know, and of course, as we know, the CVS had that carpet that was because of a very big accident a man had with a sword.
Yes. It wasn't on purpose. This guy did it on purpose.
Is that right? I don't remember that.
He stabbed himself with a sword.
Oh, dear. You know, it's like that. You can sort of feel all that sort of dark history when you entered that CVS. Oh, you know,
absolutely.
It's dark gray carpet. Ooh, and it's
bad energy. Bad energy in that CVS. Well, and the carpet, of course, was red.
It was red.
It was dark red.
Yes, it was dark red.
They thought they would show, you know, the blood wouldn't show up. They anticipated a lot of self sword stabbings, I guess.
And you know, you walk into a place like this. This is just, you know, fresh, clean, new memories. I mean, no memories. New memories to be made.
new memories to be made in this pharmacy. Yes.
But there's a lot of other things you can do. You know, they have a post office. They have. They put a dry bar in the bottom.
That's right.
Which I do enjoy.
Yeah.
So you can go, you could get, it's a one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
I'm saying he has, which again, listeners can't see, but he wears this fabulous robe does everyone get to wear it or only you because you're head?
I wear the robe as pharmacist in chief, but other people have various symbols of rank.
Oh,
within
what
the
are the ranks in a pharmacist on a pharmacy?
Well, pharmacist in chief is as high as you can go.
Okay, well, I figured.
Yeah, then you have, of course, chancellor. Chancellorcist.
Chancellorcist, right.
Yes. Yeah. Which is more of a public liaison. I mean, someone who does is a pharmacist, of course, a licensed pharmacist. But
like does outreach and whatnot.
Yes. It greets people at the door.
Really gets out in the community and then make sure that the youth knows about the pharmacy. You know, this is what we do.
We gotta let kids
get involved.
We gotta let kids know that the pharmacy is there for them. If they have a weeping wound, they can come in there and get the gauze. They can get salves.
Oh, well, sometimes they do a Big Brother program, right? With the pharmacy.
Yes.
With younger
pharmacists. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they get a little coat. They get to mix some stuff together.
That's right. They get to put M&Ms in a bottle.
Yeah. Crush them with a pestle. A pistle?
Pestle.
Which one is it?
It's a pestle. Pistle's not a thing. An epistle, of course, is a letter like from the Bible.
Oh, well, now you're just bragging about all the big words you know.
I'm kidding. Joan.
I'm just Josh.
We're having fun.
Yeah. So Chancellorist, what comes after that?
After that, of course, is the pharmacist regent, who is the person that is third in line of succession.
In case something happens to both of you.
Yeah. Now we can't travel together. Right.
Do you have a viceroy?
We don't have a viceroy at this branch.
How interesting.
Because a viceroy is a combination of a few different jobs at a pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
And so at a smaller branch, you would have a viceroy.
Well, I'm learning so much.
Oh, there's so much to learn.
And that voice, by the way, that you heard was Doug, my husband and our engineer. And where are you today, babe? He's always in a different room in our house.
I am, aren't I?
Are you
Doug,
just
this
realizing
so funny how that's worked out that you? Way.
I feel like
I think we've even pointed it out before.
Yeah, maybe almost every episode, actually.
We're always busy around the house, you know. You never know where you'll find me.
Yeah.
I'm in the ceramics room.
Oh, yes.
The ceramics room.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Which I wanted, but also Jalipe was very into ceramics for a while.
So this is a room, not a new room.
It is a new room. It's just that we only got around to making it, you know.
A new
we had to do the bat cave first. We had to do the bean room and we had to do this.
Did you say the bat cave?
Yeah, don't you remember? We have a cave. We have two caves.
There was a wine
cave. We have a wine cave.
I guess we didn't build the bat cave.
There's real bats in the wine
More
cave.
More that we discovered.
Fake bats in the real cave.
Sorry, that's our saying.
That's the rule.
You know, some people have porch rules on the front. You know,
that's
we have
right.
cave rules.
That's right.
Cave life.
Porch rules. Is that what we call those signs in this house?
Well,
that kind of thing?
No. This is different. This is literally putting something on a porch that says porch rules. And it's really, honestly, I'm sure that have you never seen one of these?
No, I have not.
Oh boy. I've shown so many houses, so many basic houses with the shiplap and the, you know, the same look that everyone's doing now. That lady, what's her name? Joanna Gaines, the Magnolia lady, the Target, where it's like everything slightly green and brown and white. And to me, I'm sorry, I don't find it original.
Can I tell you something? If you say Joanna Gaines to me, I will picture Joanna Kearns every single time.
You're kidding.
Every single time.
Wow, not at all the same person.
Well, now I know that.
Anyhow, yes, porch rules. Honestly, I can't believe they came up with more than one item. I mean, it's really just sit back.
Yeah, relax.
Two, relax. Three,
serious
talk.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a stogie.
Maybe it says that.
Boy.
Do you know that my grandfather, who was in World War II, of course, he had a neighbor that would come across the street. And this is the weirdest thing. They had two little sort of like canvas open, you know, unfolding chairs. And they would sit, you know, not looking out at the street, but just facing a radio that they listened to, which was so sweet. Not
like just, backs to the street or
no, just like perpendicular.
As if they were playing chess, but they're just looking at a radio.
Yes. Well, but they were both sitting facing the same angle. Anyways. They were
sitting side by side?
Yes, they were. It was wild.
They didn't want to risk looking up from the radio and making eye contact.
They didn't want to miss a thing. And Speed was the neighbor's name. And you know, Yes, and he lost a thumb in the war.
Oh, dear.
And he had a little nub. And you know what? I always remember this as a kid.
He had a little nub.
He did. And he used to use it to pack his pipe. Oh, boy, is it memorable.
That's the best use for a nub.
It was the greatest. I loved him so much.
Hey, when life gives you a nub, pack your pipe.
And see, that's what should be on the porch rules.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. So that's what I think of. That was Speed's porch rule, probably. That and never look to the street.
No.
Keep your eye on the radio. No. You know, I often think that I would have had a lot better luck as an actress if I was around in the 1940s radio hour.
Really?
You know, and Doug would have had fun doing it too, right? Like it would be like, you have to find things to make noise.
Special report.
Right. Yeah. Oh, very good, babe.
Doug, that was amazing.
And if I was like, if I was doing like a.
Doug, hit me with that again.
This is a special report.
Wow. I feel like I've just stepped out of a time machine.
Is that what War of the Worlds must have felt like? Did you feel like you were in it?
People just like went out, that.
Yes, I was ready to go shoot a water tower with a shotgun.
You know what I mean? It wasn't even about, you know, we've talked about face a lot and total
we've
stage, all this
stuff.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
You've decided you're
For
not going
to
do it.
For now, I'm not going to get a total face change.
Were you visited by three ghosts over the holidays?
of other women who have had total face changes. And they all look like Angelina Jolie, but not right, like a dream Angelina Jolie. Right, and it just wasn't right. Yeah. They said, don't do it.
Like you use silly putty and you picked up Angelina Jolie's face out of the newspaper and then you stretched it out a little bit.
Yeah, and it's backwards somehow. Everything looks backwards.
Yeah.
It was just good common sense. And you know, the twins, oh, by the way, the twins who had been hiding for a very long time as a Halloween prank, they did finally, you know what was wild? They were in the house the whole time. And you know what?
I had a
feeling. They did it like, no, but they did it. They had hidden cameras in the house. They showed me. I sat down. Doug was a little in on it at the end and he sat me down. Ooh. And they put on the screen, me just like making breakfast and they're standing right behind me. It was like a David Blaine situation, but I never saw them. It was terrifying.
Wait, is that something David Blaine did to people?
I don't know.
Is he breaking into people's homes?
I don't.
That's not magic.
I don't know anything else. I don't know. Well,
I was behind you.
That's just a crime.
I don't know. I don't know who else to reference. You know, because it was like a magic trick,
right?
And that's what they were trying to do. One time, Matt was dressed up as Doug in a mask. I had no idea.
And I got confused. That day. I saw him, and I thought I was looking in the
Doug
mirror.
Was like, I don't remember that day.
You thought you were looking in the mirror.
Yeah, I started fixing my hair, and
I don't. Wait, what? I'm sorry. Let's go back, babe. I thought you meant when we were watching the film together. You mean the day of?
The day of when I saw Matt dressed as me. I mean,
you
it's
saw
just
him?
A
you
existential
never told
crisis.
This. Of course, but I didn't know that you were in on it that
well,
early.
I didn't know I saw him. I thought I saw me.
Okay. That's strange you didn't tell me because that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that I saw a doppelganger of myself in the
just
home.
Just walking through the home, didn't mention it.
Yeah.
Didn't
the
mention
thing
it.
Is crazy.
I would call that a special report.
Calvin Coolidge has
like
been
a body, like a body snatchers type situation. Who were you saying?
Calvin Coolidge has been elected.
That's Doug bringing you the news, the hottest headline straight from the, nope.
Don't. What happened, Joan?
Well, here's the thing. Do you remember how I was going to do improv in my Christmas cabaret?
Yes. Oh my, I need to know, you know, because I was away, so I missed the Christmas cabaret.
You did.
And I'm sorry
you did.
About
Where
that.
Did you go again?
I went to, it's one of the national parks. Yosemite. I went to Yosemite.
Oh, you went to Yosemite.
And you know who I went with?
Who?
Gabby.
Gabby?
Yes, my ex.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think I would ever heard about her from, I would never thought I would hear about her.
I didn't think you would ever hear about her again.
You guys had such a rough breakup.
We really did. And, but you know, some time has passed and, it was actually my pen pal Lorenzo who got us back together.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Just through all his letters. Just you start musing about her.
Well, no, he met her and then he started talking to her.
Because a Christian pen pal lives in this town.
Right here in Dignity Falls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, his house was on fire.
And it's so weird because I bet you, did he just write you about it instead of like in the moment, you know, instead of like picking up the phone?
He did. Well, I mean, it's not that ridiculous. He did call the fire department first and then take pen to paper to write to me.
I just meant you. I knew that he would call the fire department. Oh, okay. I knew he would do that.
Did his letters have the cool little burned out corners?
He did to make it look old timey.
Doug
he did
loved hold the doing that. When our kids did, you know, like the medieval period in history, boy, he did that for their projects. He loved burning the edge of the paper.
Fun.
To be honest, that's how I think the twins first got
into fire.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because daddy said it was fun.
Yes. And because daddy wasn't that great at it to begin with at first. You know, you're supposed to wet the pages first. I don't know if you know this.
Oh,
the part
you said
you're
great
to-
at it. I thought you said he was not a great dad at first.
No! Doug is a wonderful dad to Matt and
Chartreuse.
Matt and Chartreuse, my twins. Wonderful dad to both of them. And that's not what I meant. Just not great at doing the burning of the parchment paper. It just went up in flames really quick. But then, of course, they were like, again, again, again.
Yeah.
They were only three when they studied the medieval history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Precocious. They're really, precocious kids.
Well, oh God, do you understand how competitive it is these days? I mean, like, it is crazy. You have to be so ready by kindergarten to do everything.
That's why Fisher Price made that castle.
I had that castle.
I did too. Who didn't?
Well, but I'm not sure that we, did you understand really what, did you really understand it?
I did. I did. I felt like, oh, I see a feudal system.
The feudal system. Okay. All right. So, yes, I did this Christmas cabaret. Oh, you went to Yosemite with Gabby. Wait, I want to understand this. So there was a fire at Lorenzo's house.
Yes. And she came?
She smoke jumped to his home.
Can you explain to everyone what smoke jumping is? Because I'll be honest, I didn't know what it was when you first told me.
It is firefighters who jump out of an airplane.
That's right.
Into the fire.
Into the fire. And they did that for his house. Why was that necessary? I thought it was just for forest fires.
Everyone, because the fire department took a sabbatical.
The entire department and what, went to go write a novel somewhere?
Yeah, exactly.
In Upper Michigan?
That's exactly. They said we're going to write a novel together. Upper Peninsula? Yes, we're going to go on the Upper Peninsula and we're going to write a novel together. We've been talking about it for years. It's time to stop talking and do something.
They're like, our kids are grown.
Yes.
Let's just do this.
And they made everyone.
I never knew that was an option.
Yes. It's never been done before. But there was an ad in the paper that they took out and they said, we're asking you to promise not to set fires.
Yes.
And then, of course, then it's left to the forestry division.
Yes, yes.
Who have no interest in fiction. And so it ended up being Gabby who jumped onto his
home. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And so then they just sort of became friends. And I suppose they started talking about you.
Yeah. And then Gabby said, well, you know, we used to date. And Lorenzo said, oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, they just got to, he asked her what happened. And okay. She said, it just didn't work out. And, mm-hmm. And then
a great conversation.
Then she called me.
And she called you.
And she called
and
me.
And how soon after that did Yosemite happen? It sounds like it must have been fast.
It was pretty fast. It was pretty fast.
And how I mean, was
we,
it?
Fell,
did
we
you camp?
Fell right back into it.
But now you had Lorenzo with you, or you only went with Gabby?
No, Lorenzo did not come with us.
I don't know why I thought that he went with you.
No.
Okay.
No.
So how was the trip? Did you camp?
It was, we did a combo camping and...
Glamping?
Glamping.
Okay, because I'm not sure about you as a camper. I didn't know if would be something you
could sleep
into.
Anywhere. I can sleep anywhere.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer to sleep in a bed.
Okay.
But I can sleep on the ground. Uh-huh. I can sleep in a tree. I can sleep standing up.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a very good
you
sleeper.
You can sleep standing up.
Yes.
That is impressive.
Yes.
And also a little devastating.
Why is it devastating?
It's just very sad.
Devastating. What a word. Devastating.
I don't know.
It
just seems something. It seems almost unnatural. Like maybe something happened to you that you can sleep standing
up.
No,
I get that it seems unnatural because it is. Okay. It has creeped some people out for sure.
How often is it? When does it happen? Who is it creeped out?
Well, if I need people at work or whatever.
So it's happened at work.
Yeah. Or if
oh I, my
let's say,
word.
Let's say I'm in a library.
And the chancellorist is like
that.
I'm up because he's not. He's worried about you being able to do your job.
No, it's the regent who is.
Oh, I'm sorry. The regent.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just learning I'm learning the ranks
just
today.
Just a gentle correction.
Okay. So you did camping and glamping. What was the difference?
The difference was camping, we had no roof.
Sure. Well, that's standard.
Glamping, we were in like a nice kind of rustic cabin. And camping, we were literally just sleeping on the ground with nothing.
Oh, no tent.
No tent, no blankets.
Sometimes you have a tent. No blankets.
No sleeping bags.
Whose idea was this?
We kind of arrived at it together.
Okay. You said, you know what? Let's just bring nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, because
that is a test for like a relationship.
I think that's kind of what we were driving at.
Okay.
To see.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were
doing
like your own, what are those reality shows where they drop you off naked and alone?
That was the Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
And then one's just called alone. Yeah. But I think you can have
what about Naked and Alone?
What about just naked? You have to do, it's not even they drop you off in the wilderness. You just have to do your regular life nude.
Oh, that show probably already exists in a country somewhere.
England.
England. Oh, good Lord.
London loves to see they're creeps.
Is that right? Well,
yes, they have.
Bird, this is a strong take.
Well, they have this thing. They have this thing called the watershed hour.
Okay.
Where
I'm not familiar.
Literally anything can happen.
I'm going to have to look this up.
And they have this dating show where you see people. First, you see them in stages, but they're completely unclothed.
Really?
And so they're behind some sort of barrier or something. First, you see them like feet to knees. Then you see them, you know, feet to waist.
Okay.
Naked. And then eventually, their chest.
Why is this? What's the point?
Well,
evaluation.
I mean, Joan, do you want to pull that thread?
Oh, I'm sorry. But I mean, is it a game show? Is it a reality show?
It's like a dating show.
It's a dating show.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm glad I got married a very long time ago. When it was just like, here it is. It's all here right now. Yes or no?
How long has it been for you guys?
Has it been 20 years?
20?
I think we're 20 or 20. We probably should know.
I feel like a few years ago you said 25 years.
I was just about to say 27 years.
I don't like to put a number on it.
No. You know why?
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 Why? Yeah. Why think about how long I've been with one person?
It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
That way lies madness.
That's correct. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's hard enough, you know, just life is hard enough and marriage is hard. Listen, even a good marriage is hard. I'll tell you what, it's work.
Marriage is work, it's from work. What I understand.
It's work, especially if you have kids.
That's why I built the ceramics room, because we were watching Ghost.
Well, and
Ghost.
Also for Jalipi. Yes. Doug wanted it because of Ghost. I was trying to avoid this. He had a whole period of time where I'd be in there, right?
Right.
And I would just be like trying to work. And then the music would come on. And then he'd come in shirtless. And he thought it was a whole...
Can you
okay,
see?
Maybe you haven't seen Ghost Bird, but it was Unchained Melody.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
I will say we have done it to the National Anthem many times, many times. For a while it was.
I beg your pardon?
It can be a very sensual song. But that was a different me.
Yeah.
So it was Unchained Melody. Mm-hmm. You know, the one that made it was made famous by this scene.
Yes.
And you know what's really hard to do when someone's, you know, trying to make out, it's really hard to throw, which is the word for making pottery.
Yeah.
And
well, we never can decide what to make. Actually, my arms are around you and we're trying to work
right,
on the same.
I'm not sure you were pot. Right. I mean, listen, he wanted to make the moment. He wanted to recreate the moment. For me, it was too, it just, you know, I didn't want to mix a ceramics with pleasure.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Because you don't want to look at a bowl.
You know what? It's like two different parts of my brain. It's like, I can't compute. You know what I mean? I'm either making ceramics or having
you
sex.
You compartmentalize. Yes, exactly.
Compartmentalize, yeah.
Either make ceramics or sex.
Yeah. That's one of the ceramic room rules.
Oh, this place has rules.
Yeah. And then the second one is just no ghost.
No ghost.
I had to make that rule after he kept trying to do ghosts.
You can't recreate that scene, or you're saying don't. Hey, ghost, don't even bother coming in.
Well, I mean, that's for my whole house. You know, I don't like ghosts. But anyways, speaking of ghosts, I have been a little haunted by my Christmas cabaret because. So yeah, you missed it, which was a sad, but honestly, not so bad because I would have been embarrassed, honestly, as a colleague.
No, Joan, I find that very hard to believe.
Well, it was rough. So for those who don't remember, I decided I would try to improvise some songs at the Christmas cabaret.
That's right.
And I just thought, well, how hard could it be? And it's a little hard. I mean, at first it starts out fine. And then the problem is you have to keep singing.
Oh, so, I see.
Yeah. What I should have done is just done like quick little, like a Christmas jingle or something,
right.
or maybe not done it at all. I tried.
Yeah.
And also, you know, my boys kept on giving suggestions. So, you know,
I had to sing
like My Little Dick Christmas.
My Little Dick Christmas.
I don't know what it means, but that's what
I
they like shouted
that
out.
One.
And you know what? They were so loud. They were the only ones I could hear. So I had to do My Little Dick Christmas. I had to do Santa's Coming. Get it? And that's literally what they shouted.
Santa's Coming. Get it.
I had to sing they said MCILF. Mrs. Claus, I'd like to... Right.
Huh.
So, yeah. Okay, Bert. Why won't you get mad at him, babe? He gets mad every time I swear in this podcast. And Doug did nothing. Every time I swear, he goes right into the microphone. And what?
I'm sorry, Joan.
Bert's allowed to swear in our home, but I'm not.
He's our guest.
Oh my God!
I'm putting your manners to the test.
I don't mind some creative uses of, you know, I just don't want it to be a
creative uses.
Episode of Deadwood.
I'm not sure it was creative. Oh, calm down. That's ridiculous. He loves Deadwood. We've watched it like seven separate times. He just absolutely adores it.
Seven separate times?
Yes, like seven separate viewings.
Not concurrently.
Yes. Doug didn't want me to be around.
You might learn some words.
He likes to... I might learn some words. What a thing to say.
I feel like it was only the two.
Anyway, so I had to...
It just seemed to be fucking cocksucker.
Let me get a little creative, I suppose. Fine. We'll leave it. Anyways, so not only did I have to improvise a lot of dirty titles, but it was very hard.
One else had suggestions?
There was one... My mom piped up one time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but she panicked and she said, Jingle Bells. And, you know, that's a song already.
It's already a
and
song.
And then the boys went, Jingle Bells, you know, and then that's where I was at. It was just the worst. No, Dingle Balls. They said Dingle Balls.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
And I tried to suggest pineapple.
Yes. And why did you do that,
babe? Yeah, why did you do that?
Anytime there comes time for an improv suggestion, I feel like pineapple is a really strong.
And you didn't think that maybe suggestion. In this situation it was going to be easy for them to make it, you know, naughty. Did you not know why it would be? He didn't.
Pineapple?
He didn't know. Does anyone know this? Do you know this? Oh. As a pharmacist, I thought you might know this chemically.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They teach you.
First day of pharmacy school, they get all the dirty stuff out of the way. The guy says, does anybody have any questions? And then everybody raises their hands. He goes, put them all down. I know exactly what you're going to ask.
You want to know about the pineapple?
Turns the whiteboard around.
And he says, yes, it's true. It works. Oh, well, so anyways, yeah, that's kind of why I'm regrouping, I'm rethinking, you know, it's just and why I just wish, you know, sometimes that I'd been around just for the radio when people couldn't shout back and you could just sing your simple song and that's all you had to do.
But now you could have done that. You could have. You're not forced to do the improv part.
I know, but I feel like now you feel like
you also have could to- have made a sort of you know, on field decision. What do they call that? What
is that called? You talking about an audible?
An audible. Why? I couldn't think of the term. I couldn't think of the term.
That is exactly how someone who doesn't really enjoy football, as you don't, would describe an audible, which is an on-field decision.
I only enjoy the ball itself. I think that
you love the shape.
I like that it's an oval.
You think it's aesthetically pleasing.
And I like the stitching. Yes. But you could have called an audible.
You
are
a fan.
And said,
you think it's a well-tailored ball. Yeah, you do. You're a fan of a.
It is. I love a bespoke ball. And just the beautiful craftsmanship. Even and I like when they go to the trouble on those Nerf balls to put that on there. They don't have to.
They don't have to. yes, I guess I could have called an audible. But here's my point: is that back in the day, it was simple. Come on, sing your song, do your bit. Go read, yes. Tell the story, do the sound effects, you know, say the commercial.
No one even looks at you. You can't.
No one even looks at you.
See
and,
you.
And that's that was you did your service and you and that was you were only known for doing the one thing and it's all you had to do. Now I feel like you gotta, you know, spin plates and you gotta do you have to do everything because everyone does everything now and it doesn't feel like enough to just stand and sit. What was that?
I don't know.
Was that a pharmacy?
Is that a special report?
That
was a special report from the pharmacy.
Do you have like a special pharmacy phone? Do you have like a pharmacy burner phone?
I have two phones. Yes. I now have two phones.
That's really cool.
I have a hotline, pharmacy hotline.
The red telephone?
Awesome. Yes, that's what the red telephone is.
He had to bring it. We had to find the landline for him.
Which I do appreciate, by the way.
I think we've gone long enough and probably should get to our guests, but I just want to know, are you and Gabby together right now?
Ish, yes. We have not put any terms to it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, why put terms to it? Again, why put terms to it? Why think about it?
Oops. What happened
what
there, Doug?
That? What sound effect
dropped, dropped a cup?
Yep, you called it. I think we all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was a very dainty cup.
It was a very dainty cup. It wasn't a little china cup.
It wasn't a huge crash.
No, it wasn't. It didn't sound like a mug.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It sounded tin, to be honest.
All right, we should take a break.
We should take a break.
And Doug, I hope you can keep it together in there. And when we return, we will have a guest right here at the Kitchen Island on The Neighborhood Listen. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, this is Arby. For free, Eternals and Morbius Blu-ray, both brand new and sealed. Now look, these movies didn't do well, and my collection is for winners. So take these two losers out of my sight, and I wash my hands of them. RB.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. And as always, we have a guest here with us.
Here's yes,
we do, folks. If you're new to the show, we scour the NeighborHap, the social networking application for neighborhoods that so many of us use. Mm-hmm. And we look at the Dignity Falls one. And we look to find interesting people posting about interesting things. If it's both, great. Sometimes it's just one.
It's true.
And then, but that's, if half of the equation is interesting, that's not bad.
Exactly. That's the whole point. We never know what we're going to get.
We never know what we're going to get. And so this is no different.
Nope.
And if you would like to send us a post, maybe you here in Dignity Falls have seen a post that we missed, you can screenshot it and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. And we will read it on the podcast. And now this one comes to us from a neighbor named Julio, and this is in the general section, and the sort of headline is fireworks. Julio continues, congratulations. Nobody complained about the fireworks that I heard recently. That's how it should be. No complaining about stupid stuff like that. Fireworks. Proud of you, neighbor hap. And you're discussing this
and
post.
That's it.
Maybe he wants to say more. Yep. Is Julio. Welcome, Julio.
It is such a great pleasure to be here. Good afternoon and good evening.
Good afternoon and good evening. Hello. Good afternoon. Yes.
What a wonderful, I don't know if we've ever been greeted so beautifully on this podcast before.
Well, it's a little bit dark, but it's still a little bit light. So I figured it's a combination of the two.
That's true.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Why don't we have, what do we say for that? No. There should be a word for that.
There really should. Like
dusk?
A mash.
Good dusk.
Good dusk.
Good dusk
to you.
A good dusk to you.
I could work with that. Absolutely. Yeah,
and Julio, dusk. when you emailed us your post, it was signed Julio L. Mm-hmm. And what is your full name?
My name is Julio Antonio Lotion.
Wow. What is the, where does lotion come from?
It's an interesting
name. Like, what is the sort of etymology of that? Is that the right way to put it? I've never heard the last name Lotion.
It comes from everywhere, but
oh, that's interesting.
Most of my family is from Greenland.
Okay, oh, sure.
The iciest land in North America. Right, Greenland's in North America, from what we've been told in when I was there.
Oh, did you grow up there?
I went to high school in Greenland.
Okay.
I went to elementary school here, then went back to Greenland for high school.
Wow.
Nightmare. Yeah. Came back.
Wow.
Yeah, what is it like there? I can't even imagine.
A lot of fish. They love fish over there.
Sure.
I can see that.
People are very friendly. Mm-hmm. It gets really dark early most of the year.
Yeah.
Just a lot of fish. Mm-hmm. A lot of cold foods.
Sure.
A lot of... just like the perfect place to have ice cream because most of the time you could leave it outside.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Which is my, you know what? A common complaint about ice cream.
For sure.
Is that, you know, I love it. Can't keep it outside.
No.
Yeah. No.
But Doug, my husband would love that because, you know, he built a whole room where he could keep beer in the snow, like right. In the commercials. And that's like a sub-zero room. Yeah. Yes, yes.
You have a snow room where you just put the beer?
Oh, yeah.
And it has an altitude, a high altitude in there when you go in there. You got to be careful. You can't stand there too long. You get lightheaded.
Is it worth all of the trouble?
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Okay. All right.
Hey, you're not talking to the person who pays the electricity bills.
That's true.
Is Greenland as small as... I've heard that it's a lie on the map. Like how big it looks on the map.
Unfortunately, one of the biggest lies the devil ever told us was how small Greenland is. Greenland is actually... 3 times larger
really?
than people think.
Oh, so 3 times larger than the way it appears on the map? It's 3 times larger than that?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's wow. Wild.
That's
because a lot of Greenland is under the freaking water.
They don't count that part.
They don't count that part.
No. I guess I don't think about the size of America and think, yeah, but what about underneath? It's got to be even bigger.
But I mean, there's still people living there. There's
Under the water?
Living in those areas and little submarine farms.
Those areas?
Yes, submarine farms. There's a bunch of submarines that are attached together and people live inside of them.
Wow.
There's a whole underwater society.
And guess what they eat?
Well,
fish.
Mostly fish. Yes, absolutely.
I was going to say,
ice cream. 0.9% fish.
That makes sense.
Not ice cream.
Ice cream. But the ice cream down there is salty because remember, they leave it outside.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. But so the water's so cold. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. But the water's also wet.
Salty ice cream.
So, okay. Knowing all of this, I mean, I think that sounds pretty cool. But if that didn't interest you and obviously you didn't like high school, is that when you came back here?
Yes. I came back here for a life in America.
Oh, wonderful.
Absolutely.
So this post, if I may, I'd have to ask, it's giving dad energy. You know, is that correct? Are you a father by any chance?
No. I was told a long time ago that my sperm is as worthless as poop.
What a terrible way to put it. Why did someone say
that
to you?
That's not even a medical term.
No.
So what doctor told you this?
In my doctor's defense, I showed up at his house drunk because I was
Who showed up? I missed it.
I showed up at my doctor's house drunk because I needed to know the results of the test.
Oh, dear. Right.
How much time had passed since you took the test to when you got the results?
I think it was about 45 minutes.
Test of your sperm.
Yes.
You get drunk. And then you go over to your doctor's house.
Well, I got to be honest. I got drunk before I went to the test.
Oh, sure.
But after the test, I felt even more drunk. Because after I had, I had that sort of, that after.
Yes.
Happy hour.
I was about to call it the after jizz elation, but happy hour sounds a little bit, I think it sounds more respectable.
That was another song I had to sing. I can't believe.
After jizz.
Yes. No, just happy jizz elation. I can't believe it. You try to rhyme jizz elation.
You weren't at the Christmas cabaret, were you?
No, I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed back in there.
Where did you do this? The show?
I did it in the lobby of a hospital.
Of a hospital.
Yeah. And I'm not allowed back there.
Is that where you took the test?
It might be where the sample was taken.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Is there great acoustics there?
They got those Polaroids up on the wall.
People who aren't allowed back in the lobby.
The admitting desk. Yeah. Do not admit.
So my question is, why did you get tested in the first place?
Because I was in a relationship at the time.
Okay.
I see.
And we had been trying.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my partner at the time was like, look, I don't know what's going on with you, but I know everything of mine is fine.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
So I went and checked it out and turns out it was me.
And so when your doctor said your sperm is poop, which was probably a reaction to you.
Well, it was worthless ass.
Entering his, what?
Because I might be as worthless as poop.
Perhaps.
Because if he said it was poop, that's a different condition.
It came out that way because he was like basically breaking and entering into his home.
Yes.
I knocked in the open.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah, good.
But I was drunk.
To be fair.
Okay.
I was drunk. I was wearing a shirt that only covered my nipples. I think the biggest, and he was, let me tell you, I think he was on some drug too. I think I think he had taken a couple of Xanax and a surprise. Glass of brandy.
He's in his own home. He can do whatever. He can do whatever he wants. He wants to do a brandy Xanax.
He wants to have a couple of Xanax
combo.
And a glass of brandy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long story short, the relationship didn't work out. She wanted kids, and I understood that because my, as it was, again, as it was explained to me,
my in no uncertain terms,
in no uncertain terms, that the only thing my sperm will do,
okay,
is lay there. Lay there for slow and quick death, which makes no sense, right? Because slow and quick means nothing.
Sometimes this can be a genetic thing. Do you have a lot of siblings? Do you have a big family?
I have a gigantic family.
Oh, that's why it does hurt. That really does hurt.
I have 11 brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow. Goodness. And do you have a bunch of nieces and nephews as well?
11 of them.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait.
They all have one each.
Yes. I mean,
okay. So,
you know, it's I think my family coming from such a giant family, all of us were like, well, we don't want to have to struggle like mom and pop.
So, you just go down to one. Well, so then let's talk about the post then, because, I was wrong about sort of the dad energy, but you know, it sort of seemed like, so then
not
tell
only
me,
wrong, but it led to a very painful memory.
I'm really, really sorry about that. I didn't mean to. Sometimes I do lead us down a path, and like you said, we never know what to expect.
We never do.
Oof, yes, I got to taste my own medicine there. Don't be sorry.
I've made peace with that.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess then, what is it about? I'm assuming then from this post, may I assume, or maybe I shouldn't anymore, that you don't appreciate when people complain about fireworks. This is one of those things. Is this sort of like your main thing in the neighborhood? Sort of like your main cause that you're tired of people complaining all the time, or do I have that wrong?
No. Well, I think you have it right partially.
Okay.
I've had an epiphany recently.
Okay. Oh.
The life's too short to complain about bullshit.
Oh. Wow.
I had a near-death experience.
Why? I mean, wow.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I'll tell
why
you
why did you do that?
I'll tell you why and wow.
Why wow?
Give us the why and the
give
wow.
Give us the why wow.
No problem. 25 miles off the coast of Thailand, there's a small island called Frog Island. I took an expedition there with a cousin of mine. His name is Johnny J.
Okay.
J-A-Y?
J-E-A-Y-Y.
J-E-A-Y.
J-E-A-Y.
Okay, all right.
Yes. He's a DJ. He's an exceptionally
Johnny
strange
J the DJ.
Yes, he's a DJ in from the Alps.
Okay.
Did you say he's an exceptionally strange DJ?
Yeah, he's like he's in that whole like music with no music thing where it's like he's a DJ but there's no music.
I'm not
familiar.
You
mean like where everyone has headphones on so you can't tell if he's playing anything or silent really disco. Doesn't play anything?
No, it's silent disco. Exactly what it is. Oh, it's okay. Like silent disco. And it's like, do you all see that movie, what was it, Hook? Where it's like you have to pretend to see the food before you can see the food. That's the same thing. You have to pretend to hear the music before he plays the music.
Oh boy, this makes me feel so old. I've never heard of this before.
It's Hook?
No,
Luke?
Not.
No.
I've heard of Hook. I knew it as Hook, but I know that. But this whole idea of silent disco, babe, how do you know about it?
Hook?
No, silent disco.
It's not a common thing, but everybody knows about Hook.
Everyone knows Hook.
Everyone knows Hook.
And so there's no music playing, but everyone pretends as if there's music. And then does it happen that eventually they're all dancing to the same beat, even though there's no music playing?
No, that's the weird part of it, because when the music does start, a lot of them like, wait, I thought this was a waltz, or I thought I was dancing the cumbia, or I thought I was dancing the hip hop.
Okay. Right.
I don't like it. I think it's stupid. I should just put on music. But right now,
it does sound like the simplest thing to do.
It does.
I think right now it's so difficult to be discovered. It's so difficult to put yourself out there.
Julio, this is what I was talking about, that you have to sort of work so hard to do something crazy.
Different.
Yes.
Crazy.
Which is like the absence of music, you know, or trying to improvise. Like, see, he gets it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you.
This is good
so
for you.
Were you there? Thanks, babe.
I was.
Well, you were on Frog Island. Was he doing a a DJ gig or?
No, no, no. He was leading the expedition.
Right. Which so was, what a, sorry, the expedition
the
was.
The expedition to go find the neon arrow point frog.
Oh, like oh, it's wow. a species.
Yes.
No. Oh.
Yes.
Is this something you did often? I'm sorry. No, is this no, part of your job? Or?
No, oh. no, 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 no. I'm a postman. That has oh. nothing to do with my job.
Oh, okay.
I went there to, so have you heard of ayahuasca?
Are you
yes.
sure?
Yes, yes, yes. So this is kind of like ayahuasca, okay? But it's oh. more powerful and it's set
oh,
to-
Oh, like you lick it?
Huh?
Like a frog that you lick?
You, so you take the frog.
I guess that's a no.
Swing and a miss.
You take the frog. No, I mean, it's a little.
I put myself out there. I know why I keep
like
doing
I feel like I feel comfortable with you all. I can tell you exactly how you do this.
Oh, okay.
You take the frog, you ram
He's
it.
He's looking
in your,
only at me.
And you're ramming. Sorry.
No, no, it's okay. I like it.
You take the frog and you cram it in your
oh no
poop chute.
Oh yeah. What
you yeah. put the frog in your rectum. And how big or small is this frog?
This frog is gigantic.
Oh, oh. No,
I, mean, I think estimated about 19
oh no that big
19
19 kilograms.
A 19 wait
19 kilograms
a
they
19
say.
Kilogram frog. I'm not that familiar with the metric
me,
system
me neither but I'm gonna guess that if he says it's gigantic it must mean he's heavy.
Both.
Yes.
Both wide and heavy. Mm-hmm. You don't keep it in there too long, thank God. Okay. Here's the mistake I made.
Okay, so this is what you were here to do. You were here to put this frog in your butt.
Yes, okay. In so many words. I did that, but guess what? I
put That's one way to phrase it, I suppose.
Right, right. Right, that's one way to phrase it.
Do you want to share, be direct?
Do you all share one frog or you just hope to get babe. Enough frogs for everyone?
We do share one frog.
Good question. Mm-hmm.
And okay. and yes, the question is, this frog is 100% into it.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, that makes sense.
No, I was really concerned. Yeah, I was concerned coming. As someone who's of been course. A member of ASPCA for over 36 years.
Oh, good
I
for
was
you.
Really concerned.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not putting this animal in my rectum.
Yes.
This is right. not right for the animal. And my friend Johnny just said, no, no, no. Okay. I assure you it's fine.
Okay. All right.
This is the craziest part. Okay. I kid you not. I took a look at the frog.
Mm-hmm.
This frog winked at me.
Wow.
Almost like.
Before you did it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. Call me crazy. I know that's crazy.
Okay.
But I am telling you, this frog wanted to be in
he was
my
ready.
Poop hole.
Yeah, maybe yeah. he's used to it because a lot of people come to do that.
Well, it makes a lot of money. Kidding
oh,
me?
You pay the frog.
Yes, of course.
It wasn't implied for me. Was it for you, Burns?
How do you, I didn't assume that for okay. sure.
All right.
How, yeah, I bet 2,500 crickets.
Well, okay.
Crickets.
Oh, that makes
yes,
sense.
They don't okay. care about money. It's
no, they don't.
Frog.
It's a yeah. frog. Yeah, what are we in Crazy Town?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be crazy if the frog's like, hey, give me $200 so I can pay my rent.
Yeah, but it's like, he's talking and he wants money. It's a lot of things.
But the frog can count and has a price.
The frog has rudimentary skills. We're talking about a species of frog that has been in a remote island for God knows how long.
Sure.
These right. animals have evolved yeah. into an incredible level of intelligence.
Right.
Wow. They don't want you to know about this. The government doesn't want you to know about this. I swear I'm not one of those crazy like conspiracy people.
Okay.
But the government doesn't want you to know about these highly intelligent frogs that when shoved all the way up
your all the way up. All the way.
Of course, it's got to go where?
Did you call you pie go, hole?
No, pie hole. Yeah, pie hole.
I suppose.
I don't know if that's eventually. Usually how eventually.
I was on the assumption that any type of like hole will sort of represent, you know, without getting too gross, obviously.
It might be too late.
Oh, so I'm so sorry
okay,
about that.
It's okay.
I did want to be honest about the whole
no,
course.
No, I appreciate it. I think it's hard to not understand this. It's hard to understand the story if you don't let right. us know what happened. So this frog winks at you. And then what? You say this was a near-death experience. What happened next?
Because I put the wrong frog in my butt.
No.
Wait, what? How is that possible? I didn't know there was another frog present.
Oh, there was like three. This is Frog Island, for Christ's
oh,
sake.
Well, okay.
I mean,
oh,
that's true. You did say it was Frog Island.
You literally can't go a foot
oh. yeah.
without being accosted by multiple frogs.
Oh, okay.
And of course, they're all wanting money.
They're all wanting crickets.
Sickening. Yes. It's mm-hmm. sick.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
sick to feel that you can't step somewhere without somebody wanting something.
Anyway. Are there human inhabitants on Frog Island as well?
No, just frogs.
Okay. No, so there's frogs. No one there to tell you, hey, don't give these people any,
no,
don't give these
nothing,
frogs any crickets.
Nothing. And try going to the airport. It's a fucking disaster there. Try getting some help from these fucking frogs. It's a mess. It's a mess. I don't like to go to someone's country and say it's a mess. I'm not the ugly American, but this place is a mess.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Infrastructure, trash.
Sure. Well, it does sound like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what happens? So you choose the wrong frog.
So here's the thing. The type of frog that I was supposed to put in my rectum is a type of frog you can't consume. If you consume the poison, you die. It has to penetrate through your bloodstream rectally.
Oh, wow.
This was the opposite. This frog, you can consume the poison just in small amounts just for the effect. But if you shove it up your pie hole, could be very, very destructive. Oh. Within 25 seconds, I was singing the blues. Literally. I was singing Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
Bill Withers. Wow.
Yes.
Sure.
And I don't even know that song.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Within 45 seconds, I was profusely vomiting, singing the blues.
Oh, at the same time?
Yes.
Were you at the, I know.
Yeah, but it was more like,
Oh, well, hey, you're pretty good.
Thank you. No, I didn't know the song before it happened. Now I know it.
Never forget it.
Because of the experience.
Because of this frog.
Of course.
It was very scary. I've told this experience to some people like, oh, this is interesting. No, it's not interesting. It was scary. I was really scared.
I bet. This could be like a TED talk.
Mutually exclusive.
It was very scary. Now, let me tell you what else was going on. A fever of 106.
Oh, Lord. Ooh, that is high.
That is high.
At its lowest.
Oh, my goodness.
At its highest, they estimated 115.
And who's they? Who's they?
The frog doctors. Oh.
Worst doctors I've ever seen.
Sure.
You don't want to complain, but terrible.
So those numbers might not even be accurate.
They might not.
Yeah.
I mean, I was.
And I don't even want to ask how they took your temperature.
Rectally, of course. But my point was, I was literally hallucinating. Hallucinating from.
But not in the good way that you were hoping to.
No, in the worst way possible.
What's happening? Yeah. What's your DJ friend doing at this point?
Sorry, before we get into that, let me ask. What is the optimum circumstance? What is the optimum result? When you do it correctly, what is supposed to happen? Do you have visions of some kind?
I think optimally what happens is you're supposed to have a vision of your inner child.
Oh, okay.
You see that child. You tell that child everything's going to be okay. All the stuff that happened to you back then, that's back then. We're safe now. And then that inner child disappears. Nice. And when you're awakened from it, you've resolved a lot of issues.
Wow.
But the poison that I had, which was never supposed to be rectal.
Oh.
ever. What it does the complete opposite. It shows you your most worst nightmare and tells you it's not going anywhere, baby. And it's so creepy.
Sounds like the WB frog or the frog that used to see that would always sing and talk.
Yeah, but creepier. But creepier. Creepier.
Creepier.
Like even creepier.
Like just creepy in a way you don't want. Like just like, hey, does this feel good?
And oh,
like,
that's stop terrible.
That. That's disgusting. Don't talk to me like that. That's disgusting.
Again, okay, so right. So now, so your friend gets it. Does he get to do it correctly and have a good experience?
Johnny J?
No, he disappeared. No one's seen Johnny J for over 25 years.
Oh, my Lord. That's crazy.
That's how long ago this was?
Believe it or not, yes. Yes.
You may have told us that and I forgot.
Yes. No, I didn't. I didn't.
I
never said a date. No,
I don't think he did.
But Johnny J, we haven't seen.
Almost when we got married.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You don't think.
Yes.
You all been married for 25 years?
Yeah. Nice. We'd like to not sort of like put too fine a point on it, but yes.
Did you have a DJ?
Did you find a point on it?
We did, and he played actual music. Music. So yeah, we were one of those random old people. No, it definitely wasn't.
Random old people.
No, I couldn't have been on Johnny J. Did you pay the DJ with money?
Oh, yes.
Johnny J only takes flight. Oh, my God.
What?
Johnny J was a frog.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Now it makes sense. He took me over there.
A frog? Oh, yeah, a frog or a frog?
My friend Johnny. No, a frog. But when it comes to being a DJ, he was a fucking fraud.
He was a fraud frog.
Wow.
Yes. It just hit me right now.
Oh.
How long had you known him?
I had known Johnny J, since I was about, I think, 3 years old.
Okay.
We were in junior high together. I went to junior high at a very early age.
Oh. Yes. Well, it I mean, you could have, I mean, you could have been friends at three and then also went to junior high together without you having gone to junior high at 3 years old. But, I didn't know they were. That's wild.
All happening at the same time.
All happening at the same time.
It was
time.
A huge mistake because I didn't even know what 2 + 2 was.
Of course not.
Why did they send you to junior high so early?
Again, it's so competitive.
My parents were leaving.
It's so competitive now.
Right. My parents
were
leaving.
Your parents were leaving.
Yeah. They were going on some cruise.
Goodness. This is...
They went on a cruise for about 9 months.
What? Wow. You have a wild backstory. Wow.
Gilligan's Island was based on my parents.
No.
Really?
They went on a 9 month cruise. And they got shipwrecked onto an island that later on was called Catalina Island.
Oh, I'm familiar with Catalina Island.
Oh, okay. Maybe they weren't shipwrecked. Maybe they just went there for a while.
Yeah. It's where the buffalo are?
The buffalo? I
mean, where they roam?
Yes, it is where the buffalo roam.
In Catalina Island?
I would also say Gilligan's Island is an old show, and you don't look quite that old that your parents had an experience that this TV show that literally started in black and white was based on.
No, I understand, but my parents had me at age, I think my mom was... 72.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, she was one of those miracle mothers who had
Guinness Book of Records, oldest woman to have a child.
Wow.
Another guest recently who gave birth at a very advanced age.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember who, but yeah, this is interesting.
My father was 103.
Wow.
Yes. Good for him.
Wow.
Good for him. So now you're saying after this experience, and now you've also just realized that your friend was a frog, but after that experience, you just, that's when you decided to hell with complaining about bullshit. I almost died. So yes. you came back to Dignity. Were you living in Dignity Falls at the time? You come back here.
I came back to Dignity Falls and I said, I'm going to make a life here.
What do you do?
What did you do now?
Yes.
I want a company where we produce staples.
Okay.
I thought you said you're a postman.
Huh?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right. okay, can I be honest?
I do remember, yeah, please be honest.
I kind of feel bad. Like, I am embarrassed that I'm a postman. And
why?
I'm sorry.
You can't be any worse than that one guy, JoJo, who puts the mail in his mouth.
But he's keeping him honest today.
He really is.
Well, he's our stenographer.
Remember what? JoJo, who puts the mail in his mouth?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
That was another guest we had. Yes,
that guy should be embarrassed.
Yes, there's no need to be embarrassed. Why are you so embarrassed?
My dad wanted me to be a doctor, and before he died, I told him I'm a doctor.
Wait, before he died?
Yeah.
Oh, he made it to 103.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I wasn't sure if he was still alive or not. Okay.
No, he's been dead for a while.
How old were you when your father passed, if you don't mind my asking?
My dad died about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, this is so fresh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he was 138.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Wait a minute. I thought...
That's why I'm not crying.
It's hard to keep up. That's why you're not crying.
No, because I was like, at this point, I was like, I can't wait till they die.
Well, you're expecting it for so long.
Well, yeah, at that point, I'm sure he was tired of being alive.
It's tough to have elderly parents.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean, he was in the hospital for all that time. And, you know, and his bill was about, I think,
and we know you weren't allowed to visit the hospital. So we know you were allowed, well, unless it was a different hospital. If it was the one where you're not allowed in the lobby, I imagine you couldn't go see him.
Yes, that was the same one. That was the same one.
Good to clear that up.
They said I was coming too much.
Oh, well, I should hope they would never say that. Wait, now there's so many threads. I don't even know which one to pull. But I think I want to go back to postman. And so are you saying that the staples thing isn't real and you are merely a postman and you just thought that staple thing was cool?
I just was thinking maybe the staple thing, you all would be like, oh, wow, that's awesome. You know,
Can I be honest? When he said postman, I just said, oh, lovely.
Sure,
you know,
really?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Really? There's nothing to be embarrassed about?
Loves the movie The Postman with Kevin Costner.
I do. I really do. Post-apocalyptic film.
Yes.
That's a really depressing movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I really
just love
Kevin. But you
find it very uplifting.
I do. I love Kevin Costner.
What is it about him? My aunt loves Kevin Costner. He's in love with Kevin Costner.
He's rugged. He also seems like he would be calm in any situation.
He's not going to surprise you with his acting choices.
Yes. There you go.
You know, he's got the one speed.
Yes.
Nothing. Yeah. Predictable.
It's medium.
Nothing that's gonna sort of startle you in any way.
If he was a car from the 80s, he would always be in like fourth gear. That's kind of his thing. Just like,
okay, yeah.
It's never great, never bad, always fairly forgettable.
Able to yell without raising his voice.
It always got the same expression.
Always. Always.
I can picture it right now.
Your watch to it.
Is it? Can I ask? And I've always been fascinated with this. How important is masculinity to the attraction level for a woman? Some women will say masculinity is in the eye of the beholder. Some will say it's important. Some will say it's not important. Some will say, how did you get in my house?
I mean, honestly.
I'm also working on a type 5. that's part of the type 5 yet. But I've been told don't say that because it could come off as like...
That, well, like, I think, like what, a David Blaine. I think what you're asking like is a David such Blaine.
Sounds like a David Blaine situation, yeah.
That's exactly like, this is too David Blaine. Don't use that. He's gonna sue you for some type of infringement.
But you were saying, what I think a lot of women respond to is more of a sense of the caretaker, the person who's going to. And again, this is strange because I also listen. It opens up a whole entire big thing because women want to also know they can do things for themselves. But there is something about, and there's also, oh boy, there's a lot of father stuff with there, right? Like someone who has that kind of energy where they're in control and you can actually, you know, go to them and you know you'll be safe. There's a lot of sort of almost instinctual, like a lizard brain type things, right? That probably happen in a lady's brain. I don't know, man. I'm looking at Bernd because there's no woman to look at. So I'm looking and I'm realizing, oh, I'm the only one. And no one else can chime in here.
I had a real, Joan, I'm not going to lie. And I'm not blaming you for this. I had a really hard time following that.
Well, of course you did.
But I think
I bet you there's women at home just going, yep.
I think I forgot where we started. And then I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, like you weren't even forgetting the question I was answering.
Do you know what it was?
Okay, what?
I was thinking about the fireworks again.
Oh my gosh. Well,
we've gotten so far afield.
This is one of the interviews where we've talked about it the least, the post.
Exactly.
And that was my fault. I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
Nothing's your fault.
This show exists so we get to know our neighbors.
Yes, and this is what we are doing. We only go back to the post sometimes if there's usually a mystery to be solved in it, right?
Yes.
And I think that also is different because the nature of this post is more of just someone commenting. May I say that it feels like it was a little passive aggressive, like maybe you have been frustrated with people in the neighborhood have complained about things. Yeah. And now that you're saying you had this near-death experience, do you feel that people in the neighborhood are maybe more superficial and they're worried about the wrong things?
I've been very frustrated.
Not to mention the fact that you're a postman, so you probably know all sorts of dirt on neighbors, right? You see all sorts of things as a postman, no?
Well, are you reading the mail?
No, I don't mean that way.
I don't read all of them.
I do read
the ones that look interesting.
Oh, wow. Wait, you know, I didn't.
What? Whoa, oh, dear. Hold on.
I just to make sure.
I don't know if you want to admit that.
No, I mean, oh, shit. I mean, I read the ones that are open. No, I mean,
You know what? We could edit this out for you.
We can.
Off the record. Okay. I do sometimes read them just because some of them look really sexy.
Now, what would constitute a sexy letter?
one that you can just tell by looking at it.
Well, yeah. One that the corners have been burnt.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, shit. Oh.
If someone sprayed either cologne or perfume on it. Mm-hmm.
You're talking Doug's language now. Yeah,
and you immediately know this is a love letter. So right. I've read a lot of love letters. And let me tell you, half the people in this town are either cheating on each other, cheating with each other, cheating to each other, or cheating
near each other.
Under each other.
I didn't know there were so many ways to cheat.
Oh my God, there's a million.
And you're saying they're confessing these via a written letter.
Yes.
Well, yes. There's enough information,
leaving
I guess,
Instagram
to know
handles
that they're
on
meant
them too. Huh? Yes. Which makes no sense
to me.
You
know, I mean, in some ways, I'm shocked that people are still writing letters in this day and age of love.
It's the romance,
you know?
I think it's the aspect of the...
Why are they including their Instagram handles?
I mean, it's always kind of like, as always, please follow me at...
Hit that subscribe button.
The idea of putting that in a written letter is very, I'm having a hard time with it.
It's sick what we've got to as a true culture. But I will say
that
this.
Yeah, that is true because I was just, you know, expounding on the fact how wonderful people were doing something old fashioned like a letter. But yes, you're right. They put their handle in it. So what's the point?
I guess it's part of modern life. It's a part of the modern zeitgeist of society. Yeah. But I will tell you this. After my brush with death, and it wasn't even a brush. It was a full
sounded
shower.
Yeah. Not a brush, but a shower.
Yeah.
The heightening of a brush.
Right. What? I mean, it's comb, brush, shower.
You go into a bathroom, you brush your hair.
These are bathroom rules.
A bigger thing than that to do is to take a shower.
That's right.
You do your hair until it's ready, then you take a shower. But now, when someone complains about something small, oh, you don't like the sound of fireworks? Put stuff something in your ear till it's over. Oh, you don't like getting the vaccine?
Oh.
Shut up.
Okay.
You don't want to, I don't know, you don't want to walk your dog? Tell it to the judge.
These are real strong takes.
You're going to sue him.
You want, yeah, I don't know. You want insulin cheaper? Get a second job. Just, you know, don't complain.
Wow. Are you sure you're not someone's dad?
No, but what I am is someone that no longer believes in complaining.
But can I?
That's very.
I hate to point this out.
Okay, what?
I feel like what you're doing is complaining.
Oh dear!
Because
he might have you there.
You could have.
He is the deer.
You could have Hulu. You could have enjoyed.
Say? I'm sorry. What'd you say, babe?
He is a deer. When I've used deer before.
Okay, but babe, that's when I'm talking to you. Oh dear is a phrase that can be used.
That's true, Doug. That's not one of your, you get, what is it, 2 a month? You get to give Joan a hard deer in a sarcastic way. Because Julio, I think what you're doing is like with the fireworks, like a perfect example. Yes, people do complain about the fireworks for various reasons. Mm-hmm. There are small pets. There are veterans who have issues with that.
True.
But
don't go to war. It's so simple.
That was great. The second you used that in this example, I thought, that's going to be a bad one.
The draft is a choice.
But
I always say that.
But you could enjoy just the absence of complaints without going on there to say, you didn't do the thing that bothered me and just enjoy the fact that they didn't do it.
That's a good point.
With all due respect, my post wasn't a complaint. My post was a congratulations. It was a thank you.
I understand tone is a thing again in social media and with text. I think we both sort of inferred that there was a sarcastic sort of
1000%.
Yes, right. So do you not hear? Do you want me
to read the way you were saying things now did lead me to believe that it was kind of dismissive and kind of aggressive.
With all due respect, the first post I wrote. Maybe was not as appropriate. It was like if I hear someone complaining about Star Wars again, if I hear someone complain about Star Wars again, I'm gonna shoot fireworks into your house.
Wow,
that is.
I changed that.
That is okay.
I changed that. Then I said if I hear someone complain about fireworks again, I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna make sure you catch non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
No
MRI machines in the entire state
that would be possible.
It's not, but I'm just trying to scare people. It's a scare tactic. Obviously, I have no control over this. I've never even seen an MRI machine. I refuse to.
Oh,
why is that? Yeah.
Too many letters.
Three? I mean, there's more letters in machine.
Right, but that's a word, not an acronym.
What's your ideal number of letters for an acronym?
Two. Absolutely. Okay. Please.
You, please. Wow. You
BC,
know,
before Christ. AD, you, after Christ. You know, like
so
that.
So it is this part of the tight five?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Well, I'm gonna put this in. He's getting the pad and pen.
Better than my last joke, which is like, hey, I just came down from Florida and boy, are my arms exhausted.
Oh, I mean.
You just came down from Florida.
Which part? There's many parts that actually I think might have led to that not working.
Probably cross that one out. Yeah.
Okay. It is true. It does seem like you are bothered by a lot of things.
The same things you all are bothered by.
Oh, I don't know. Yes,
there were a few
that.
In there that I.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars, people complaining about it doesn't really get to me.
Well, just the nature of being bothered. Like, I don't know that I would ever make sure someone got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in any scenario.
Threat.
As I said, there is no way I could do that.
No, of course.
I could find some type of just sort of like cell matter where I can inject that to someone and use that as a real threat, I would have done it years ago.
Why? What are you talking about?
Because
why would you do that? Listen, you seem like a very nice fellow, but that's a sort of scary thing to say.
I'm sorry. It's just like the human beings. There's no. How else do you get people to do what you want them to do?
And then inject themselves into them.
If I can just say, is it really wrong to preach non-compliance?
I'm sorry. What was non-compliance?
It's not
non-complaining.
Yes.
Okay.
But I wanted like compliance with not to sound complaining. More official, like non-compliance, sure. But not the word compliance. So I put them both together.
Yeah.
Neither makes sense.
Gotcha. No. It's a sticky wicket for sure.
Here's my question. Sure. You know, Julio, the one time that you didn't seem bothered was when you talked about that underwater submarine society, and I just wonder if you think about that. A little bit, if you can remember them. Did anything about? Yeah, trust me, Doug wants to move there. I'm imagining that maybe things are different under there. Do they have different rules? Is it a more peaceful place? If that is your home, have you ever thought about maybe moving back home, exploring what it's like?
Do things get better where they are wetter?
If I could just say, nothing is better down where it's wetter.
Take it from him.
The reason why I don't complain about those people have seen. I remember growing up in college, all the fellas, this is between us because we're adults, obviously. Sure. They would call me sand dick because it said nothing will get a woman's vagina drier faster than your dick.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they were right. They were right.
First of all, that is such a mean thing to say. I haven't heard something so mean in a while. That's just terrible.
It's really
My dermatologist said.
What did your dermatologist say?
Boy, this sounds like the setup.
It does.
My dermatologist.
What did she say?
He said, "Hey, what are you doing in my house?"
Again.
These aren't funny.
To stop going to doctors.
Oh wait. Okay. Now I need to know: is there how much of this has been fodder for the Tight Five, and how much of this are actual experiences that you've had?
No. Please. Have we been? No, had? I resent that. None of it is fodder.
Okay.
I came here to speak the truth.
But okay. Then you say things like, "Is that good?"
That's true. He has said that a few times.
I said a few jokes because I don't usually have several people in front of me that I could maybe work with.
I understand. I honestly, I don't know what to say. I mean, there's so much going on with you.
I think you need to find your inner peace. And the thing is, if stand up really is your passion, I would pursue that, and maybe you'll find that the stuff that bothers you the most, you know, the stuff that seems to be making you so upset, perhaps you could just use that energy to drive your act, you know, and sort of like you channel it into that. And if it's in a contained sort of framework, like a stand up, then I would maybe be, I think that that's a better use of what do you call them? Peccadillos or whatever that you have with humanity, better than, you know, a post on the neighborhood. Listen, you know, like maybe you could do a 5 minutes on fireworks. And it's sort of, you know how sometimes these comics who are very kind of rageful, but it's sort of funny. You know what I mean?
It's
when they get
so
angry.
Funny.
It's
yes.
Oh my God. You so just gave funny. Me the greatest idea. So like I could do a whole act on, like, you know, if you complain about fireworks, I'll make sure you catch.
No. I would not do. Yeah. You know, let's just say that's cut. That's cut.
Okay.
It's out. Okay.
Yeah.
It had. Yeah. It doesn't even get any more tries. It doesn't get any more stage time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't make like direct or indirect threats to anybody in your standup. Because I think that's just not. Oh, I don't know.
What
maybe
if
just
like,
the
I
best way
you
to
you
get people it. On your side.
Yeah. I'm like, I hope you catch this. Not. I.
Would. No, I wouldn't even. I wouldn't.
We just skip the. Because you know what? Those are. That's not really a joke. Right? What you want in your act are jokes.
I mean, hope does sound more positive, but in this instance,
that's being very generous,
yeah,
Bert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe if you get further away from things you want to do, you know what you're also doing? And this is not necessarily your fault because you have these, it sounds like you have these friends that have given you a bad time. It sounds like, you know, you were absolutely misled by your
frog.
Friend who was a frog.
Oh my God.
So I think what you're doing is you're only, not only in life, but on stage, if expecting everybody to already be against you. So you're already coming out, you know, guns ablazing, you know, like, well, you don't like it. I'm going to, and no one's done anything yet, you know? Just remember that people are there to have a good time. Like we're here to just have a conversation. We're not against you, you know? So I think if you lead more with just, hey, who likes fireworks? You ever heard? I'm not a stand-up. I have no idea what to do. But you just talk about
Joan, that's pretty good.
No. I mean,
it had the, beginnings of a solid bit.
Hey,
who likes fireworks?
Well, you're just inviting the audience in. And
it's something like, hey, what's worse? AIDS?
Hey is crucial.
AIDS or die?
You must start with hey.
I think that we've established you start with hey.
If you're going to do comedy, you better start with hey.
Hey, what's worse? Diabetes or AIDS?
No,
the difference? Either way, you get no sugar.
Julio.
No? Okay. I mean, I just thought maybe
Julio,
like.
What do you think is funny about saying that? Because this is what we want to be is
shocking
funny.
And funny.
Yeah, no, see, if shocking is the first word, then we don't want it in the act. Not, you know what I mean? That you don't.
Because I'm not a comedian. I don't have joke writing skills. What can I say that's weird and disgusting that will immediately get people's attention?
Do you want to be a comedian? Let's start there.
I thought he did.
My grandfather's forcing me.
Your grandfather.
He's still alive.
He misses my his son, my dad.
Sure.
So ever since my dad died,
Was your dad funny? Why does that have anything to do with missing your dad that he wants you to be a stand-up comedian?
My grandfather is Lenny Bruce.
What? Really?
Yes.
And he's not dead? He's the famous Lenny Bruce?
Yes.
His style of comedy makes a little more sense now.
Yeah, what you've heard. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to be like that.
Why did he fake his death, or was his death faked by someone else?
I don't like to talk about this in public, but since this is not public technically, we're in a private house.
Sure, we do have listeners,
but we are recording.
It. We'll go out for public consumption.
tomato, I guess. So same people that covered up the JFK killing is the same people that covered up when he disappeared, and the same people that covered up Biggie and Tupac leaving together.
And you're not a conspiracy guy.
No.
I really think that you should visit. I think you should visit your homeland. I think you need to go back, and I think you need to be underwater with the people. I really do. I would encourage you to take a pilgrimage. I really would. Yeah. I think you need to go back there. I think there's answers
back there for you.
The
problem. There's no parks underwater.
Oh, that's too bad.
Get the right frog this time.
Huh?
No, babe. No, the frog is not. Nope, that's not.
I wouldn't go back there.
No, but definitely not go back there.
I would not go back there.
If I could just say, coming here, I've learned one thing. Mm. That you could sit there and complain about other people's complaints all you want. But when you do, you become part of the problem. All this time, I thought I was a solution, but you all made me realize that I was the problem.
Oh.
I'm going to kill myself.
No.
Just kidding. Part of the type five.
Wow.
No. God.
Part of the type
it
five.
It needs a lot of
No, but
work.
I feel much better.
They say that at McMurray's a lot.
That was shocking. That was shocking.
That was a real a trick, because I was very excited that you felt like you learned a lesson. But
I did learn a lesson.
I did too. I was like, oh, we got through to somebody.
Nope.
Seldom happens on
it
the show.
It actually does seldom happen. And once again, it hasn't.
It happens.
I still wish you well, because we always say that. And best of luck to you. And
Thank you so much.
There's no shame in being a postman. So good dusk to you.
There is shame in reading people's mail, though. So don't stop.
Stop doing that. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's less shameful, more illegal, but I'll stop, of course.
I've learned
a lot today, and I'm going to apply it all to my life. Okay. And I want to thank you all for
that.
That's great to hear.
Thank you, Julio. So all right. Well, we'll have more when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, this is Susan. I have a Sega Palm for free. If anyone is capable to remove properly, you could have this. Direct message me. So as you can see in the picture, it's this Sega Palm. And what I'm offering for free is what I'd like actually is for someone to come and remove this Sega Palm for free. You can have it. You know what I mean? You need to bring your equipment. You need to bring, it looks really in there. So you're going to need like jackhammers and stuff like that. But you got to bring all that stuff. I mean, I'm not going to pay for any of it. You know, because, look at what you're getting. You're getting a Sega Palm for free. Look at this thing. It's kind of like in the shape of a backwards J. You could make it into some fun things for the holidays. Maybe like a Hawaiian snowman. Also, if anyone wants any dirt for free, you could come and vacuum it up from my rug, or you could sponge it off of my car for free. You know, if you're missing your grandkids or even just being around kids, you can come and you can watch my grandkids for free, like literally nothing. I'm not going to charge you anything. I might go to the grocery store and whatnot. I don't understand. This is a great deal. So I guess unless you don't like free stuff, don't call me.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood. Listen well.
Hi. Listen.
I don't know. That Julio is a troubled person.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this, I guess I just didn't realize how deep we were going to go on this journey talking to our neighbors, but it's gotten wild.
It truly has. It truly has. But I think it's a, I was going to say testament to, but
Well, you know what, the right word. Can I just follow whatever it is you were going to say?
Yeah.
I do think there's something about maybe just us or the environment. There's got to be something about the chemistry that makes people just sort of like tell us crazy things.
They really do.
Tell us things. They all forget they're on a podcast.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure that Julio knew at all that this was a podcast since he said this isn't for public consumption.
He doesn't even
understand what a podcast is.
He seems surprised. Yeah.
But people just open up, you know, It's interesting. It's sometimes terrifying.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
And do you think what is it with the postman here in this town?
Well, also that we always just say postman. No one ever says mailman. We only
God. I've never even
sounds
heard that.
Weird. Mailman.
I think that must be a regional
That's
thing.
It's also redundant.
It must be, yeah. It's also redundant. No.
Because my what baby what you say?
Said it's redundant.
Do you mean to say reductive?
No, he thinks it's M-A-L-E-M-A-N.
Maybe I should go to McReary's.
Maybe you should.
You know what, babe? I bet you actually would kill. If
they don't have any terrible nicknames for you, then you'd probably be safe.
How about that? That was really terrible.
It's tough because he sounds like he does not have anybody that's really in his corner, but then he also seems like kind of an unpleasant person.
Yes, I mean, we didn't talk about friends. We didn't talk about, he lost his, you know, he doesn't have a girlfriend anymore.
Is it chicken or the egg?
Family or,
yeah. Nature or nurture?
I mean, again, all of those things you just mentioned would bother him. And he would probably say they were conspiracy and something that they didn't want us to know.
That was wild. So early on, he said he's not a conspiracy guy.
I know, so early on.
He crammed in like eight of them at the end.
Yeah. That was interesting. Oh, goodness. Anyways, well, we have a poster, speaking of interesting, that I haven't ever seen one like this before.
And interesting.
This comes from Phil.
Phil.
Yep. And he says, hello, friends. I am looking for a good Christian chiropractor. Any recommendations? Now, what? What? This is a serious post. Well, first of all, I'm not sure that anyone is even allowed to phone an office or a place of business and demand what the religion of the person is. I'm not sure.
I think that
sometimes they advertise it if they'd like to. But I would like to think that he would have done a quick Google search himself.
Sure.
To find that.
And then probably found absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Because yeah. is that even a thing?
I don't. Because does it mean a chiropractor who is also a Christian? Or is there something that is specifically Christian chiropractic that we don't know about?
Oh, like they have like a specific method?
Yes. A laying on of hands. I don't know. Prayer is involved.
Are you put on a cross and that's the adjustment?
Boy, oh boy.
I don't know. I mean,
there is like a gravity thing, of course.
Is it?
You can do.
Fair enough. You wouldn't believe how it lengthens your spine.
He was hanging from a bar.
He was.
Yeah. We're talking about Jesus Christ.
But also, is it just sort of like... I would almost understand sort of like there are times when ladies will ask for like a female masseuse or they're not comfortable with like a male, you know, so right. I'm trying to figure out is it a comfort level of some sort? Like, I don't want anyone who doesn't share in my beliefs.
Yes.
That is the question. It's like, do you just want to be with someone else who's Christian, regardless of whether or not their skill as a chiropractor
yes,
is best?
Exactly.
Or like you're saying, is it that a Christian chiropractor is right. better skill wise?
What if an agnostic touched me?
Yes.
I'd feel it forever.
But maybe he's worried.
It's kind of funny. Go on, babe.
Go on, babe. That's a little Dennis Miller. Speaking of a tight five. Hey, babe.
This might be odd, but I was just thinking, like when they're cracking your back and they hear a loud crack, your natural reaction might be go, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I see.
Right.
So like, he wants
Jesus.
So he wants. But why would he want a chiropractor then that was Christian? Because he would think he couldn't say that in front of him.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
He either wants it or he doesn't want that.
Okay.
Ooh, I think you're right. I think it can be narrowed down to those two.
But it is funny that we're talking about a chiropractor, which I think many people believe is its own sort of
scam, a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, there are people who just think it's not real science, and yeah, there's no such thing.
Right, and that's what many people could say and do say about religion.
Absolutely.
So interesting that you'd want a Christian chiropractor. It's almost like you're saying a nothing.
Do you think this is that firebrand comedian Ricky Gervais trolling the chiropractic industry?
Oh, God, if he's here in Dignity Falls, if he's just going on different neighbor houses,
just all over the
just
place,
causing mayhem.
Just so you can get somebody to push on his spine and he can say, I know what you believe is a fairy tale. Oh,
gosh. I guess, Bernd, that's probably the most logical solution.
Yeah, you as a customer can ask someone if they're a Christian at a business. They don't have to tell you.
And also they don't have to tell the truth. How do you know that they're Christian?
They also don't have to tell the truth.
Exactly. Tell the truth. If they think you're going to get business, they just go, yeah, sure, I'm Christian.
Yeah. But then
amen.
If the person wants to pray before the procedure.
Again, we're giving it a lot of, have you ever been to chiropractor, Bernd?
No, I never have because I was so terrified of them.
Yeah.
Seeing something, you know, somebody that I dated many years ago used to ask me to crack her back.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was always terrified when she would tell me, here's what you do. And I would do it, but it always absolutely scared me. Ooh. I'm going to paralyze this person.
Yes.
Yes.
It's terrifying.
That never happened, but I went one time
and really had that thing where it's like, if you had told me what she was going to do, I would have ran screaming
from
the building.
What did they do?
Oh, I was down on a, almost like a bench for weightlifting, you know, it's kind of what it looked like, but just raised up a little bit.
Right.
And it was just.
Like Jesus was on the third day.
And I don't know. I mean, it really, I would have said that what it probably looked like was that she broke my neck, you know?
Was it for your neck? You had a specific neck problem?
Yes, I had a neck problem. I mean, now here's the thing. It really fixed it.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, some people swear by it.
They do.
Some people swear by
but
it.
But they're not Christian.
People, you shouldn't swear if you're a Christian. If you're a real Christian, you wouldn't swear.
Or, you know, and then the other thing is like, is this sort of that thing like, does anyone know any vegan architects around? You know, like, is this someone looking for a partner? Because it feels like maybe, you know what I mean? Hey, any Christian chiropractors like that, that's their wish list. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just trying to find a life partner. That could be it too.
Hey, any, any Luddite millionaires out there?
Just asking. I would just feel more comfortable with a Luddite millionaire.
I like that angle, Joan. I like that angle.
I think that might be possible. Yeah, that's what's happening here. Because otherwise, that is too...
It's not part of the process at all.
Out of left field. It's just wild.
Yes. Who? What?
Well, I hope this person finds his Christian chiropractor and that we see the Hallmark movie about it next year.
Does Hallmark ever get religious in those things?
Oh, God. It is without being so. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, no, it's very clear.
Like the idea that faith is implied, but it's not like they don't mention Jesus or anything,
no,
right?
No, but they don't have to. It's so clear.
Right.
I literally did have a friend that wrote a few movies and said that their notes were incredibly religious.
Wow, really?
Like conservative and like, again, without saying it, but kind of saying it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know, I remember once talking to someone who was writing a Hallmark movie. I don't know if it was officially a Hallmark movie or just one of those adjacent sort of things. And it was, of course, it was a Christmas movie. And of course, it was about a snowman who came to life. And he was a hunky guy, right?
Yeah. It sounds like one of our interviews.
Yes. And then I saw some announcement about it. And I wrote to this friend of mine and said, hey, congratulations. I said, that's not the one that I'm writing. So there were two of them.
Oh, boy. Well, anyways, what was his name? His name was, Phil?
Phil, yes.
I think so. Yes, Phil. I really hope that you found your Christian chiropractor.
We wish you all the
best,
Phil.
And also was not specific in terms of gender. So, you know, that maybe didn't matter. All that mattered was Christian and chiropractor.
There you go.
And I hope it's happily ever after. Happily ever cracked-er. No good? Tide five?
I mean, I think you want to put it on its feet and see what people say.
Okay, we'll do that. What's going on?
Was that the pottery wheel?
I'm on the pottery wheel. I got stuck on the wheel.
So it's not just a room to store ceramics.
You got stuck on the wheel? Are you sitting on the wheel spinning around?
Yes.
Oh, no. Rule number three. No ghosts.
I'm on the wheel, Joan.
I'm sure we're not allowed to play that.
Well, maybe we talk over it. It's fine. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of The Neighborhood Listen. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with more. Until then, goodbye.
And bye.
I can't hit the notes.
All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Payam Bonifaz.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going. Thank you.